Chapter 5. Next follows Kutsayana's hymn of praise. Thou art Brahma, and thou art Vishnu. Thou art Rudra, thou art Prajapati, thou art Agni, Varuna, Vayu, thou art Indra, thou art the moon. Thou art food, thou art the eater, thou art Yama. Thou art the earth, thou art all, thou art the imperishable. In thee, all things exist in many forms, whether for their natural or for their own higher ends. Lord of the universe, glory to thee. Thou art the supreme self of all, thou art the maker of all, the enjoyer of all. Thou art all life, and the Lord of all pleasure and joy. Glory to thee, the tranquil, the deeply hidden, the incomprehensible, the immeasurable, without beginning and without end. In the beginning, darkness, tamas alone, was this. It was in the highest, and then, stirred by the highest, it became uneven. Thus it gathered force, rajas. Then this force being stirred, became uneven. Thus it came to light, sattva. Then this light being stirred, the essence flowed forth. This is that part or state of Supreme Self, which is entirely intelligent, reflected in man as the sun is in different spots of water, knowing the body, marked by conceiving, willing, and believing. It is Prajapati, common to all. His manifest forms have been declared before. That part of him which belongs to darkness, that, O students, is he who is called Rudra. That part of him which belongs to stirring, that, O students, is he who is called Brahma. That part of him which belongs to light, that, O students, is he who is called Vishnu. What is being one becomes three, becomes eight, becomes 11, becomes 12, becomes infinite. Because he thus came to be, he is the created being, neutral. He moves about. Having entered all beings, he has become the Lord of all beings. He is the self within and without. Yes, within and without.